Wouldn't you like to know that it's all gone? Some of you people sitting in this room tonight, wouldn't you like to know it's all gone? You don't really love that sin. Not really. Not now. You used to once. You see, we used to sin without knowing it was sin. And then we discovered it was sin, and we still sin. And we sinned because we loved it. And then there came a time when we realized that we were sinning because we couldn't help it. Yeah. And the devil said, now I've got you, you see. And then you came to sin and you hated it. Is that right? You sinned and found yourself bound by a deeper love for it than conscious love really is. It's the love for sin that binds you to it. And love is a deeper thing than you've ever discovered. And this is the great discovery, that there's a greater love that has a greater power and can break this thing down in the subconscious and right down deep there in the spiritual realm of you. Amen. Glory be to God. And when a man cries unto God in his helplessness, and cries unto God in all his hatred, at last, in the conscious realm that his inner being loves and craves for, and thinks it cannot live without, and he calls unto God, that's when salvation takes place. Amen. And then a man stops sinning. God delivers him from it. He can't stop by his own volition. He can't stop by his own prayers. He can't stop by anything he does. He can only stop sinning when God stops him. And God brought every man to a full stop at Calvary. Amen. And all your sin, all of it, praise God, it can all go in one great decisive stroke of God. One great deep inner cleansing. One utter and eternal forgiving. God can do it. Here's the core of our gospel. We're wasting our time. We've got no more than they may be doing half drunk in a public house this night, jigging and singing. Unless we're singing and rejoicing, because sin's dealt with. Amen. It's all gone. Oh, precious, precious Lord. You know, when you look last, like that, there's nothing there. And the devil can't accuse you with it anymore. Do you know what old David did? Romans chapter 4. I'm not preaching yet. A little later about that. In Romans chapter 4, he said, blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute iniquity. See, he doesn't just forgive it. He just won't impute it. Doesn't matter if everybody gets before God and says, you know, he's been a rotter. She's been a terror. She was a lesbian. He was a thief and a whoremonger. He cheated me. Whoa, 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 whoa. All this sin, God says, no, I won't impute it to them. I won't. See? And if the devil comes and says, he won't impute it to you. He says, what's all this talk about sin? What's all this? I laid this all on my son. I dealt with this. He's atoned for that. That's all gone. You can't be blamed. You can't be accused. God will not be persuaded to blame you for anything. And he won't even listen to anybody that's trying to persuade him to do it. And how about that? Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute iniquity. Amen. Isn't that tremendous? Say, oh, you know, 20 years ago he did this, you see. And sometimes the devil tries that. He dregs up something that took place 20 years ago, you see. He tries to. And he tries to push it on you, you see. You see. But you might be having a dreadful time, but the Lord is saying, No, I will not impute this to them. I won't do it. And all you've got to do, beloved, is come to your senses and realize it's all been forgiven. And it's all gone. Hallelujah. And you can't be tormented about it. And there's no hell in your mind. And there's no sin in your heart. And if you'll go right on with the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll get to the place where you won't remember it against yourself anymore, because he won't remember it against you. Amen. What a tremendous thing it is to know that the sin's gone. Now you can have that wherever you are, whoever you are. You can know uttermost forgiveness. It's a free gift. I give you an invitation to accept it. In Jesus' name. I give you an invitation in the name of Jesus to believe him. Utterly. This is the great basic commission of our gospel. That we preach this great good news to men and women. That they can know that sin has been dealt with. That the price has been paid. That the blood has been shed. And that forgiveness is as free as the air you breathe. And you can receive it directly from the hand of God. If you've never done that, I invite you in Jesus' name to do it now. You come and kneel here. You get this settled with God. We'll pray together. The Lord will meet your need. You can't go on trying to live, but only miserably existing. As you've been for these last years. You've got to get it settled. You've got to get it fixed. And you've got to do it now in the intentions of God. Come on, you come. We're going to sing this chorus again. I've taken my heart down from the willow tree. My heart is singing the victory. All right? We're going to sing it. And here's an invitation to you. That you settle this thing with God here tonight. Settle it here. You needn't go dragging round this horrible path. You needn't have it fastened on your conscience. You needn't have it weighing you down and destroying you down to hell. You can be relieved of your burden. You can come to peace of heart and mind. You can be instated with God as a son, as though you'd never blotted your escutcheon or committed one sin or done one disgraceful or dishonorable deed. You can stand before God entirely exonerated, cleared in the record and cleared in your conscience, cleared in your heart, cleared before God, cleared before devils, cleared before men, cleared before heaven, cleared before earth, cleared before hell. You can be utterly rid of it. Right deep down there, it can go. Don't you want to be that, like that? Money can't buy it. Works can't achieve it. Turning over a new leaf is but to blot the new leaf like you sullied the one before it. The only way you can come is humbly and meekly and straightforwardly to Jesus Christ, opening your heart and your mind to believe Him, to receive Him, and to have the gift of free and uttermost salvation. Not only will God forgive your sin, but He will rectify your heart and life so that you don't start out again to do it. He will adjust you by the power of His Spirit within so that you will live before God cleanly, righteously, holily, before men and before devils and before angels. You will be able to walk this earth and be clear of it all. That's what you'll be able to do. What a wonderful gift this is. Who among us tonight has it? If I said, stand up. If you know that this is right in your heart and in your experience, would you stand on your feet? Well, who among you couldn't? You're the ones I'm speaking to. If you can't, brother, you come and kneel here and God will meet your need if you'll be honest with Him. Come on then. Praise God. You come too. You come too. That's right. And make you as clear as an angel in heaven. As free as the angels before His face. Hallelujah.